Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
The Bert Show.
All right, bear with us today. Bert is out. He's getting some dental work done, getting him some brand new veneers. And I feel like duty. So we're going to... Oh, gosh.
Oh, man.
That's in case you didn't believe Kristen's sick voice.
Yeah.
The duty's coming out.
Oh, yeah, it is. And I think that's why I think everything's starting to break up now, and it wants to come out. And so... Well,
tell it not to come out in here.
Yeah, I know. I know. In an airtight studio?
Yeah.
You don't want it out in here in an airtight studio?
No.
Yeah, I got a date tonight. Got to be present.
Girl, you got a date with Advil Cold and Sinus tonight.
You don't want to sound like this on your date? Is that not, like, super sexy?
Maybe like a nice raspy voice, but not when I hock a loogie into his string.
Yeah.
That'll be a big turnoff.
Oh. All right, so our parents are notorious for wanting to embarrass us. And I think, Abby, your parents inadvertently did so?
Yeah, inadvertently. Although I will say, I mean, they definitely did something. My parents have once again embarrassed me on social media in the name of trying to get their favorite celeb to notice them. So do you remember when I told you about that trip that I was supposed to go on with my family, but my brother couldn't go? So then my parents were like, well, if your brother can't go, then you can't go. They finally went on that trip. But instead of taking me, they ended up going with like a bunch of other couples. And this is a trip they take pretty much every year. They go to the British Virgin Islands. They spend like a week on a boat. It's bougie. They have the best time. It's really wholesome. It's their favorite thing to do every year. And so this year, they got super lucky because while they were there, Kenny Chesney was also there because I guess he has like a home on the British Virgin Islands or the American Virgin Islands, something like that.
I think he owns an island.
He probably does, honestly. So my parents are at this bar with a bunch of their friends and they see Kenny Chesney, Kelsey Ballerini, and her new boyfriend, Chase Stokes from Outer Banks.
No way.
And my parents are freaking out. They're like sending me photos. They're like, oh my gosh, Abby, like, look who's here. And I'm like, cool, I'm going to send this into Dumois. We're going to be like insiders. And they get so excited. Of course, they're like at this bar. They're with the friends. They're having a couple beverages. And I guess at some point, one of their friends has a little beverage, decides this is a good time to approach Kenny Chesney and the group and the young couple that's with him, and you know, maybe try and get a photo. So they end up doing that, and I guess as they should have, got shooed away.
Yeah.
And of course, you know, they come back. It's a bunch of, you know, tipsy, empty nesters are like, we can't believe that Kenny Chesney like didn't want to get a photo with us. And of course, like my mom, like she's such a sweet woman. When she has a little bit too much to drink, she decides, okay, I'm going to do something about like the injustices. So she decides she's going to go on social media. She goes to Kenny Chesney's Instagram and she gets under this photo that he had posted of him on the beach. And I'm going to translate this because I took a screenshot and there were quite a few typos. She basically said, hi, Kenny. I can't believe you and that young couple turned us away at, enter bar name here. We're a group of your biggest fans and all we wanted to do was get a picture and maybe buy you a beer or three. Kenny, we love you and hope next time you won't turn us away when we come up to you. Mm. And so my mom sends a photo of this to our family group chat. And I'm like, Mom, like you can't out yourself as like the a-holes that tried to ruin Kenny Chesney's vacation. Now, Everybody in the comment section is going to be like, you guys are those people. And so I'm like calling my dad. I'm like, Dad, There's steel drums in the background. They're clearly having a good time. It's like, doo-doo-doo-doo-doo. I'm like, Dad, you got to make Mom take that comet down. It's so, you just don't do that. And so I don't hear anything from them for like a good couple hours. And then all of a sudden, I get a text from my mom. Apparently, she deleted it and like denied that they ever came up to them. They're like, oh yeah, Abby's right. Like at this point, they have sort of leveled out. And my mom ends up commenting at enter bar name here today when you were there under Kenny Chesney's photo. As much as so many of us were beyond excited to know we were on the beach with you and hoping for a photo, I'm happy to report we all left you alone and left you on your boat quietly. Hope it was an awesome and peaceful day for you.
So she just lied to Kenny Chesney about what he was there experiencing?
I mean, they were like on like, you know, when like the boats can pull up to the bar. Uh-huh. So like they were on like this bar and then they went off on the boat. So it's like one of those boat things, but like lied about not approaching them. They're like, that wasn't us. We left you alone. But we're happy that you guys are having a nice and peaceful day. Couldn't be us ruining it.
And so at any point, did she just decide just to delete everything and just like...
No, the comment's still there. You can see it loud and clear. Oh. It's still there. Still very present.
I gotta say though, in her defense, that... Like, a rejection from a celeb, even over a photo, that hits deep, especially if you like... They deserve to be able to reject and say, like, I'm living my private life. I'm not saying Kenny should have done that. But I feel for your mom, especially if she's a fan, and you're like, I've thrown all this money at you. I support you. I love your music. And you can't take one photo? Again, not saying it's right. I agree with Kenny, but I feel for your mom.
Oh, yeah.
You don't go to the comment section of their own Instagram.
You don't tell me how to live my life.
And then tell them that they're a bad person for not taking a photo with you.
But if you're a boomer on Facebook, you do.
Yeah, if Taylor Swift ever rejects me, I will probably go to war in the comments as well. So I really can't blame them.
Never. The Burt Show.